L, put it on. Put it on, Big L, put it on.
Lazy Motar Productions presents the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast with Big Lou, not Big Al, who are bumping right now. We're fucking R.I.P. Big Al, R.I.P. MF Doom. This is the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast.
Yeah.
Special guest today.
Tall guy.
Tall guy himself, motherfucking Corey Stevens, dude. My old partner in crime on the fucking quick before my mom. Bella, you're going to fuck this up. Yeah. Come on, it's
bad enough.
Moment
she wants to, the moment she hears talking.
Mushrooms already. It's bad enough we ate mushrooms, now we got Bella barking. Oh, man, you know how it goes, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because I'm used to this. This is one of the reasons I just stopped it, because fucking you got a dog.
Oh, you remember when Bella was a puppy? Remember when Bella was a
Yeah,
puppy?
I was here the first day she came.
Call her
Bella, come here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, see, she'll come to me. She knows me from when she was little tiny. She's a little dog. Come here. Come on. Come here, little baby. I saw this dog when it was a baby. You were a baby. You were a little shit. You used
to
do wall runs.
I used to have to feed her with a bottle.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Dude, she used to do wall runs. I haven't seen her do a wall run in a while.
Oh, bro. The best wall run was, I was still driving, so it was fucking before 2 years ago, like right when we got her. And she was big enough to fucking like drag a shoe around and
yeah.
shit. So, I get home from an open mic. It's like 2 in the morning or whatever. I fucking starting to do dabs, watching YouTube and shit. And she gets up and she gets a shoe from my mom's room and she starts running around. I'm like, Bella, shh, you're going to wake mama up, you know? And she comes running. She runs on that love seat. And then she jumps from that love seat to the top of the couch up here. And she smacked me in the fucking
yeah.
face with that fucking shoe, bud. Almost broke my nose. I had a bloody nose. I had a fat lip. Everyone's like, what happened to you? I was like, Bella beat me up. And they're like, she's a little puppy. I was like, she hit me with the shoe.
Yeah.
I was like, that little fucking bitch.
She's fucking, she's like,
she's
what's
gangster.
Her name from The Matrix? She'll fuck you up.
Trinity or,
yeah,
or Jada Pinkett Smith. I like Jada
yeah.
Pinkett
Either
Smith,
one of them.
Dude.
She'll fucking
yeah,
beat
yeah.
your ass. She's a crazy little white bitch.
What do you think about Matrix 4?
Who knows what the fuck? It depends on what the story's going to be. Because what the fuck? Where the fuck are they going to go?
Have you seen Bill and Ted? The new Bill and Ted?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Oh, not yet.
No, I...
What's it on? HBO Plus?
It's on something. I don't think it's on any streaming services. I think you got to get that shit from a website. I don't even know if they brought... Did they even release it? I don't think it's released yet.
Maybe we're just high, dude.
Yeah, I think we're just high, dude.
I like Bill and Ted because... I used to fuck around with my homeboy Ed Hutchins, my homie that passed away.
Yeah.
I used to say, dude, you remind me of Keanu Reeves. And, like, the Matrix movie just came out and shit, and Constantine and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, not Constantine, not Constantine or fucking Matrix, but Bill and Ted, bro. Hey, man, your mom's hot. Yeah, she used to go to high school with us, man. You know what I mean? That was.
I think the only other person that made that successful transaction between like or transition between like comedy and then to an action star is like Chris Pratt. He's the only other person to do that, and he did it.
Yeah,
the only other person
Chris
to do
Pratt's
it successfully.
Cool, dude. He's fucking funny.
Like they both, and but at least Chris Pratt like can emote. At least he's fucking got inflection in his voice. You, like,
I
can't.
Hope they do another Constantine, because that was like one of my favorite movies.
That movie was actually good. Like, I just wish that the devil had more screen time.
No, the devil in that movie was the best, dude.
Who was that
awesome.
Played by?
What's his name? He's in whatchamacallit 2 in American Gods. He plays like the Slavic
yeah.
god.
Yeah.
But he's a dope actor, dude. He's just a dope
he's
actor.
He's just not
but
a lot
he
of things because he's ugly.
He was the best actor in that. He played the best devil, dude. In an all-white suit with fucking, with tar fucking
yeah.
feet, bro. Like, he's been walking through asphalt.
Yeah,
dude. That
was
devil
fucking,
was the shit.
Yeah, it was the best character of the whole movie.
Hell yeah,
hands
dude.
Down. That was,
yeah,
I fucking loved that
yeah,
shit.
Dude.
I can't think of any other movies that motherfucker's in, though, except for that American Gods, I guess. I haven't even watched that shit.
That shit, that's a good show, but it's Showtime, so you gotta, everything's all plus now, bud. It's
yeah,
like Disney Plus, HBO,
that's where they're
fucking
going.
Fucking YouTube Plus, fucking, it's stupid.
Yeah, well, that's where it's going. I mean, like, if they're starting to cord cutting, nobody wants to deal with cable fucking people anymore.
I wonder if we could start a Weed Plus.
What, just weed shows? There's like 10 of them.
You sell weed and then you sell the subscription to HBO to watch it after you sell people weed. Like fucking lose weed plus.
Get a coupon.
HBO. Yeah, dog, like fucking $4.20.
I'm surprised Redbox hasn't done that. Redbox needs like a fucking discount service
for
people to buy.
I remember when they used to have actual video stores full. You're too young for that.
No, I know. I was around, dude, I was around Hastings days. I used to go to Hastings all the time.
Hastings was old, but I remember.
That's where I got an anime. That's the only way you could get an anime back in the day.
Somebody was spouting off a bunch of old movies. I think it was O'Shea Bogus. Like fucking Silent Night, Deadly Night. Like fucking a bunch of like 80s fucking corny movies, dude. Like
This is one of my only crime stories. Fucking before there was like online porn, like regular on the regulars. When I was like a kid going into puberty, I used to fucking like rip pages out of porn mags at Hastings and put them in my backpack and take them.
I
used to jack off to fucking ripped out porn mag pages.
Me too, dude. I'm going to tell you a super embarrassing story, dude. So I used to do the same thing, right? And like fucking I had them folded real nice.
Yeah.
I had them folded real cool and shit, right?
Used to cough.
Well, whatchamacallit, I forget what it was. I think, no, it was because I used to smoke weed in the bathroom right here, bro. I used to smoke weed out of this little one-hitter, and I jerk off to the fucking porno fucking pages I tore out, right, dude? And this wasn't even a fucking a chick or nothing. It was a drawing of a girl, like, spread eagle.
Oh, and that old school shit?
Yeah, like, and she had, like, a little, like, fucking, like spikes, dude, around her fucking pussy. So, like, if you were slamming it hard,
you'd get spiked.
Yeah,
you'd get
impaled.
Spiked,
bro, like,
pussy
fucking
impaled.
Torture shit, bro. Like, some dirty old S&M shit.
No wonder you're fucking into fucking girls' eye holes and shit.
No, that's the only story that's not true, bro. That's an old school story, bro. That's an old joke, actually. Somebody told me, and then, even the, you know, the joke, the, oh, yeah, she's a freak. She told me to kiss her where it stinks, right?
Yeah, that's a fucking Gilbert Godfrey joke.
He's like, so I drove her over to New Jersey, and I started making out with her because it stinks over there.
So how is that any different than stealing a joke?
It's not, dude. Well, it's, I don't know. I made it different.
You changed the city. That's it.
Well, then you could say it in any city you go to pretty much, bro. Right?
I mean, you could, but it's still stealing the joke.
No, dude, it's just—it's not even.
It's not stealing.
I think it's.
It's like a street joke,
premise.
So
yeah, it's,
yeah,
an
it's
old
a
premise.
Street joke,
it's
so
old
I guess it works.
Joke. It's an old vagabond joke that used to get told while you're fucking.
Yeah, you think Gilbert Godfrey came up with that joke? That's
hell
probably
no,
that's probably
bro.
Like a 1930s joke.
Everything's fucking been done before, bud. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, there's still some original ideas once in a blue moon.
Not really.
You seen that WandaVision shit, dude? That stuff is fucking badass.
I don't know.
I loved it. I'm in love with that show right now. I love how they're playing.
It's not real, bud. There shouldn't be no fucking black people in there, bud.
But I know where it's leading. That's the thing, is because I read comic books.
Okay, I get it, dude. Just like fucking.
You watch House of M. I'm calling it right here. We're going to the House of M.
Yeah, I see House of M coming, dude. But it's just, it's fanfare, bro.
Yeah, well, everything's
fanfare
now. That's how you're
going
now.
That's like the Boba Fett in Mandalorian. That shit was tight.
Yeah, see,
but it was a lot of fucking fanfare, bud. Because,
I'm gonna wait.
Because you want to know the truth? Boba Fett should be in the Sarlacc stomach right now, still being digested. Because
you've read the comic books, you know how he got out of that.
Yeah, but fucking, this ain't the comic
books.
This is kind of canon now.
Everything's canon now.
Nothing's canon now, dude. Everything. Yeah, and you know what? You know what fucking Lucas did? He just copied Lord of the Rings, fool. And put it in outer space, bud. That's all he did, dude.
No, where the fuck is the ring?
Yeah,
what's
he
the
did,
ring?
Dude. Or
there
it's
is
just
no
a,
ring.
Or it's just the outer space western, bro. You might
it
as well watch
space.
Cowboy
Bebop. No, it's Flash
Bebop.
Gordon. It's not Lord
you
of the Rings.
You might as well
it's
watch
Flash
Cowboy
Gordon.
Bebop or any fucking futuristic fucking anime that you fucking already seen before, bro. It's all this shit's been done, bro.
Yeah, but
ever
yeah,
since
it's all about the execution, though. All
right, dude.
Because I love the Mandalorian. I'm
they did it
to
in
do.
The Bible, bud. All right? Enoch. Enoch did it already, bud. You know what I mean? But it's already been done. How about it? Tell him, Bella.
Just Bible
story. It's been done, fool. Yeah.
I mean, it's
dude.
All a hero with a thousand faces. You
yeah,
know that.
Dude,
yeah,
it's all that. Bella, I'm going to lock your ass up. Call her.
She's
dude.
Asking.
Call her.
Bella, come here.
Go to Tall Guy.
Come here. No, she don't want it.
Someone's here.
She's going after
There's
you
There's Mexicans
now.
Outside.
Why is it always cold in your house?
I'm
trying
know.
To make
my
it a
mom,
fucking
my mom's
ice box.
Weird, bro. My mom's got fucking bad nerves.
No, she's just she's got demon blood in her, so she's always hot.
No, she's a reptilian, fool.
I mean, she'd be cold.
I don't know how
reptilian. She's a cold. Well, she's kind of a cold-blooded bitch. She'll fucking smack the shit out of you. I'm surprised I've never been beaten in your house, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. I was waiting for the fucking moments of getting beaten in your house for talking too much. I've seen her beat your ass. But you deserve it. I've never seen a kid more deserving of who should got to beat more.
No, that's because she already got a talking to about hitting other people's kids.
Wait, like, when did she hit other people's kids?
Oh, no, don't even ask, bud. It's about story. No, my mom's ruthless, bud. You know, bud. But that's fucking, she's a product of her environment, bud. She fucking grew up on the east side. Her mom passed away when she was like 16.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, and she was the youngest. She was the
youngest. My dad's dad passed away when he was like 10.
Yep, and then my grandpa, he worked all the time, bud.
And she
got raised by four boys, dude. She's ruthless, bud. She don't give a fuck about nothing, dude. Straight up, dude, she doesn't, dude. Like, fuck, she's a thug. Like, my dad would even say, my dad's like, yeah, I'd rather have your mom have my back in a fight than any of my homeboys, dude. Because my mom was a gangster, dude. She would fuck people up, what bro.
Did you put her on the fucking...
Yeah, I put her on her leash. Go outside.
That didn't seem to work too well. She's still coming back over here.
Oh, man, this little witch. I'm going to lock you up. Oh, man, we might have to take a quick commercial break on this shit, tall guy. Bella's going to fuck it up. We're going to take a break. I need to get a beer and calm down for one sec. That commercial break was brought to you by Bella fucking up the podcast.
Fucking up. Bella, god damn it.
And also, we are unofficially sponsored by M&A Floral and Design LLC. Weddings, birthdays, parties, special occasions, funerals. Brought to you by my homeboy, Manuel Padilla. I'll give you the number if you hit me up on fucking Facebook.
How the fuck do you get these random things all the time?
Because I'm fucking nice to my Lyft driver, bro.
How do you afford Lyft?
Don't tell nobody, bro. I use other people's credit cards. No, I'm just playing. Nah, dude, I'm a good fucking guy in the Lyft rides, bro.
In the Lyft, are y'all okay? You're all 5 stars?
All the way, bro. I'm not even joking, dude. Straight up, like, fucking, besides that asshole Stewart that got me fired, bro, yeah. Like, 3,337 rides, I only think I went under 4 stars, like, maybe, like, 3 times. The people that had to pay for their fucking buddy pissing his pants in the backseat.
You...
I gave them 5 stars, bud.
Really?
Yeah, I gave them 5 stars.
Not even
4?
Why wouldn't you go with 4?
No, I gave them 5 stars because it's going to cost them fucking 250 fucking bucks, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's true. As long as they paid it, yeah, I guess they deserve the 5 stars. That's true.
It's paid, bro. It's paid. No, that was crazy last week at the open mic, that chick that went up for the first time.
Which mic and which? You mean the one that almost fucked Noah?
Noah didn't get no pussy?
No, he just kissed her.
Oh, well, anyways, yeah, that chick...
He's like, I'm a gentleman.
That chick, it was her first time going up, but guaranteed, dude, that's the chick that got in my car with fucking piss pants.
Oh, already?
And then got out, yeah. Like, I picked her up all drunk across the street from the Fillmore, one of those places, dude, you know what I mean? So I picked her up, and then when she got out of my car, that's when I noticed the fucking wet spot, dude, on her fucking ass.
Oh, God.
And
like,
I was like, what the fuck? I look over on the seat, dude, and the fucking seat's all fucking wet, dude. And it's her, dude. That was her, bro.
Oh, God.
Guaranteed, dude. Talk about small world.
Yeah,
bud.
No
you
shit.
Know what
she
I mean?
Probably,
fuck,
peed probably peed on Noah, and he just doesn't want to say anything.
He should get with her.
I wonder if she'll be there tonight, because wasn't it last week?
Yeah, that was
it was last
week, dude.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Oh, that was crazy. Comedy's coming back, dude.
Comedy is coming back, and the crazy nights of open mics is really what makes it. That's how you know comedy's back.
That was the funnest, dude. Like, shit, bro.
You had a fucking funeral procession and another one.
We're wigging a little bit now, dude, but that fucking night at fucking Torito, dude.
I'll always remember that.
I barely remember it, but, like, it's one of the best nights I fucking had.
I remember a lot of it because, like, I remember us going to Violet's venue, right? And then we, like, get there, and we're, like, playing pool.
We're shooting pool with fucking homeboy.
Sam Mitchell.
I always forget his name, too, dude, because he, like, disappeared right after the last night at Torito.
That was his last night of comedy,
Yeah, we were shooting pool with Sam Mitchell, chilling. And then he's like, do you guys want some acid? It's like, duh, motherfucker. Yeah. Hook it up, bro. We're going to Torito after this for the last night and shit, you know? That was just fucking off the chain, bro.
Dude, and then him fucking teleporting throughout the night, dude, that was the best.
The picture on Facebook with Kobos and all them.
Yeah,
all
they're all just like
and
fucking.
He's all passed out, dude.
Fucking reviewing the night.
I remember when they started throwing chairs.
Yeah,
dude.
I was just about to say, dude, it was the fucking most random thing because Allison was pissed. She was so mad at that.
No, but you know why they started throwing chairs?
Why?
Because it happened like about. I want to say like a month or maybe even like 6 weeks before that, there was that dude from Portland that came up and he went over his time. Like Allison lit him once.
Oh, the one that got into confrontation with you?
Yeah. We're going to get into the confrontation right now, dude.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker, he does his set. He goes over his time, right?
Right.
Allison lights him once. She comes back like a second later, and he's starting to barely get into his last joke. Well, his last joke has the exact fucking premise as his first joke.
Oh.
So it's like, dude, this is the same fucking joke, and you went over your time.
Yeah.
I'm patiently waiting, and I know how Torito goes.
Yeah,
dude.
Neither of us
have
gone up.
I never talk shit to Allison. That's why I would show up late, bro, because I knew I would go late if not at all.
No,
you know what
I
mean? I
mean, I don't think there's ever a night
no,
I didn't
go. No, some nights
up.
There were so many fucking people, she'd be like, I don't even care. This is the last motherfucker
yeah.
going up.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely
You know what
happened.
I mean? So I knew that would happen, so I never... but, like, another comic running the light, and then you seen Allison light him twice, and then when she came back out and lit him for the third time, like, she was standing there waving the light at him, and he goes, but I just got into this joke. So I stood up and I go, it's the same fucking joke as the first one you told, dude. Get the fuck off. And he's like, just because I'm not a thug. And I was like, this thug's going to go up there and whoop the fuck out of you if you don't get off the fucking mic right now, fool. And he's like, I'm not some gangster. And I was like, well, motherfucker, I am. I'm a fucking Northside thug. You're lucky I don't got my Nebraska hat on right now, bitch. And I just kept talking shit to him. And then the fool tried to start his joke over.
Oh, yeah.
So Allison just goes up to those first two sets of chairs that were up by the fucking stage, bro. She just fucking pushes them all over, bud. All mad, bro. And that's why everybody the last night started throwing chairs because Allison was throwing
she
chairs
She was so
that night.
Pissed at that. What didn't he say some shit like he was like, I've been doing this for like 15...
Yeah, I've been doing comedy for 7 years, and I know so many fucking people. And then the best thing was, what's his name? Danny Ramos goes up after him. Danny Ramos goes up after him, and he goes like this. I've been doing comedy for 7 months, and I know everybody in this room. And that was the best comeback ever, dude, for somebody trying to throw. But that's like, what do you think about the comedy game, dude? We're getting deep in it, dude.
Yeah, that's the thing is that like
we're getting
like,
deeper and deeper. Tall guy, me and you, bro.
What has it been like 2 years now that
it's
we've been
3
like,
years.
Yeah.
3 years strong. I say
oh,
3
yeah,
years
it is
strong.
3 years now, yeah.
COVID season fucked it all up,
yeah,
bro.
It's
a whole like should we count it as a half a year? It's like 2.5 years, but I didn't take COVID season line down. You were here for the front porch, Mike.
Yeah, we're doing front porch. I was getting booked in the middle of it all. Like,
I did my first 30
did
minutes.
Did parking lot
ones?
Did you ever do a parking lot show?
No, Alan kind of fucked that up, bud.
How did Alan fuck that up for you?
Well, because fucking.
I know he walked.
They didn't want comics that were too real for that after Alan fucking. Dude.
I was there at that show.
I know.
Fucking,
Alan was trying to. Alan's like. Yeah, bro, I remember doing the beer, fucking sitting around all drinking beer the other night, dude, because I wanted to get drunk when my grandma passed away.
Yeah.
So we was out front drinking beers, you know, doing dabs, both kinds and shit, you know.
Yeah.
So we're chilling, and he's like, yeah. He's like, I really hope you don't get a bad name like I did right there before this COVID shit. And I was like, Alan, I was like, I don't give a fuck what anybody said about you. You're fucking funny, dude. That's why you're going to make it, dude. No matter what anybody says about you, you just pull off like Louis C.K. Go do a fucking club somewhere where they don't know you yet, yeah. bud. And they're going to fucking love you because you're funny, fool. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I think I fucked up that parking lot show for a lot of fucking comics that are
We all still got paid for it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but he said that they stopped booking people that do more drug shit and off
yeah,
the wall
kind.
Shit.
I mean, I got booked one other time after that, after he got what, you know, got fucked up, but I think they were like there were certain people they weren't yeah. booking, but that makes I mean, it makes sense for like a show like that cuz like with those cars and stuff you don't really know if there's, like, a family in those cars or if, like, what the fuck is in those cars.
That's, like, fucking...
And Matt Gabriel wasn't advertising as, like, an adults-only show.
One of the best open mics I went to was, what's his name? Aaron Maslow was covering for Alan Bromwell at Rooster Cat.
Yeah.
And he brought his two little toehead kids and shit, dude. He brought his two little fucking boys, dude.
He brought his kids to that?
Yeah, dude.
What
and,
the fuck?
Dude, he made me go last.
Yeah,
he made me
I
go
bet.
He's like, I know you can't fucking not cuss. And I was like, for real? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, hey, you little toehead, you're going to learn how to cuss today. Get the fuck over here. And fucking, and he goes like this. He goes, remember what I told you? And the little boys covered their ears like that, dude, while I was
oh,
on the mic
man.
The whole time. I was like, you're an asshole.
Fucking hear no evil shit right there.
And then,
I'm surprised they didn't make them cover
I
their
forget,
eyes with a fucking
then,
blindfold.
I forget where it was at, dude. But
just seeing you corrupt children.
I tried to clown him. I tried to clown him. Like, he walked in at an open mic or something. Like, I think it was, I think he walked in late night at Streets of London.
Streets of London, yeah.
Then he walked in. I was like, look at this fucking goofball Aaron Maslow. I was like, he brought his two little dumb kids to open mic. I was like, it was a disaster. And he's like, and then he fucking said something. He's like, that's the last time you'll ever see my kids, you damn child molester. And he said something like totally fucking came back at me so quick. Like,
yeah,
it was so
Maslow's
fucking fast.
Shit.
And it was like, he's like, yeah. Like, I better not see that van with no windows around my house. I know it'd be you, you know. Or so he said, but quick, bro.
That's,
dude.
So that's the thing I wanted to say is that that's one thing I'm noticing right now is that these kids, and I don't want to say kids because I'm only 28, but like, dude, these like youngins and that are coming in that are new, they don't know like the talent in the city because for some reason the biggest talent in the city is not coming out at all during this COVID unless they're like booked, and which I kind of understand, but like. I just wish
too.
They would.
But
because, like,
sucks
man, there's
too,
like.
Dude. What sucks is all these motherfuckers talking shit on the internet, too, dude, about, oh, you shouldn't do a book show. You can't do book shows right now because, you know, fear.
But most of those people
that's
will
like,
do it if they're booked.
Yeah, dude, you have to, bro. People need fucking money, bro. That's
yeah.
like, you can't. Look, even if we do get another fucking bunch of cash from fucking Biden now because
yeah,
he's president,
not
going to
be a UBI.
Dude, it's not going to fucking help, bro. The damage is done, dude. Half
yeah.
these people don't got jobs. Half these motherfuckers, like, dude, like my homeboy Lee, he does custom tile, bro. He went from doing two custom homes a month to fucking these cats are barely even going to finish these seven fucking million-dollar homes, dude, in this development that he's been trying to finish.
I'm not surprised.
So it's like everything's on fucking hold, dude. This COVID shit fucked everything up, dude. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
and that's why. And like, and nobody.
It make, no, what makes you, with all of our modern technologies, tall guy, this is why fucking your iPhone, your laptop, your TV, all this shit doesn't mean fucking dick, bro. They survived this in 1919. They done this before, but you know what I mean?
I don't know the stats of how many people died back then.
It doesn't
though.
Matter. It doesn't matter. They survived it. We're,
yeah.
we're not
no,
all
we're
fucking
gonna,
dead. We're
yeah.
not all fucking dead in the ground, bud.
Well, that's,
you know
the, that's
I mean?
The other thing is that like most Americans don't give a shit about this. And so like, fucking, I'm not gonna like stop my life if my little thing isn't gonna make a difference. Cause you or me not going out to mics is not gonna make a difference. And I get that like everybody's saying that like everybody not
I
going out to mics, but
like
nobody, most people aren't gonna do that in America. America's
just,
fucking arrogant pricks.
I feel you got to live life how Ron Paul feels about drugs. At your own fucking risk,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Like,
should I? No. What if I got pulled over on my bike tomorrow by a 5-0 and they gave me like a fucking $700 ticket because my brakes are ground down to where they barely fucking work, bro?
Yeah.
That's not safe for me or for the people around me. Really, it's not safe for me,
no,
bro.
It's not, yeah, but it's not,
you
safe
know
for
what
anybody.
I mean? It's not safe for anybody, but it's my risk, bro. It's my choice, bro.
Well, yeah, but I, but
in it's my choice, but dude. In what sense, if I want to go get a fucking gram of wax instead of buying brakes, bro?
Yeah, but like
the gram of wax is gonna bring me much.
Yeah, but you're gonna hurt. You went through somebody's window, like you damaged somebody else's property. So it's not just your risk; it's other people's risk too. You fucking went through that dude's back window, and then you fucking dipped out, which I would have too.
I had to dip out.
Yeah, because it's not like you've got the fucking money to pay
for
that.
No, I had a fucking thing on Postmates. I had to go pick up some food for some white people because they were fucking dying from not going out in COVID. They couldn't go out during COVID, bro. So I had to, even though I should have left a note. I know, bro. I know.
Yeah, well, you weren't going to leave a note. By the time he wrote that shit down, he would have been back outside, dog.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it's risk, but it's also other people's risk. Like,
yeah, oh man, I don't know. And then all the laws are fucked up. Like, I can't believe I got away with hitting that old Mexican that one time, dude, downtown.
Wait, with your car?
Yeah.
Wait, when did that happen?
Fucking is, like, right when I was starting to do comedy, bud. For real, I think I left Irish Rover. I went to the Dope Man's Crib. Yeah, and this is all fucked because I just got done doing a big old hit, fool.
Oh?
I just got done dropping somebody off at Union Station, and I was driving right there kind of by the stadium. And I was pulling up to the light. I just took a big old hit because I dropped somebody off, and I got a hit to go pick somebody else up. And I'm sitting at the light. My light turns green, and I got a green right arrow, right? So I start to go. And this Mexican comes off the curb on his bike, bud, and I just fucking boom.
Oh, shit.
And he flies off the bike, and I kind of roll over his front wheel with my front tire, bud. You know what I mean? So I back up, and like I said, I got dope on me and shit.
Yeah.
So I fucking back up, and I go, and I turn, and I park in a parking. And you always do this when you get pulled over. Try to pull into some place and park in a parking spot.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay, so I go and I pull into a parking spot and I grab my dope and I throw it in the trunk full of my jacket.
Yeah.
And then I wait for the cops. I did the smart thing. I waited for the fucking cops, dude. This dude's nephew pulls up in a van, starts talking shit to me. Oh, uncle, lay down, because his uncle's sitting on the curb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, your uncle's all right. And I was like, yo, bro, if you don't want the cops involved, I was like, I'll buy your uncle a brand new bike, bud. Because I have been doing Lyft. Fucking, I was making money on Lyft.
Yeah,
you
were making money back then, yeah.
I could fucking afford an $800 bike. I'll buy this Mexican a brand new $900 bike. I don't give a fuck. I said, yo, don't get the cops. I'll buy your uncle a brand new bike. And he's like, nah, you're paying for the hospital bills. And I was like, what? And I was like, I'll pay for your uncle's bike. I'm not paying no damn hospital bills.
Yeah, that's
you know
too
what
much.
I mean? So
that's like 8,000 more than 800.
The kids talk shit. You're going to pay this. You're going to pay that. Yada, yada. The cops come, bro. And they start asking me questions. What happened? I was like, I got the green arrow. He came off the curb. Right when I said he came off the curb, the cop goes, are you certain he came off? I was like, he came off
the
curb.
Yeah, it's not like you went on the curb to hit the motherfucker.
Yeah, so, but downtown, all bikes have to ride in the streets, bro. It's illegal. So he's already pulling an illegal, riding on the curb, and then going in front of me while I have a green light, bud. Oh, dude, the cop goes like this. The cop's like, obviously, it's his fault. And fucking the nephew's like, what, motherfucker? The ambulance is pulling up. And the cop goes, hey, if you want to go in the ambulance, it's going to be fucking $1,500 or something like that. If you want them just to look at you, it's like $300. Or we could tell the fucker to leave. And the Mexican kid's like, he's paying for it. And the cops finally go up to the Mexican kid and go, hey, your uncle was at fault. He's like, so that's how the ticket's going to get wrote up. And if you keep talking shit to me, I'm going to arrest your ass. So then the cops come back to me and go, all right, Mr. Martinez, have a good day, bro. And they let me the fuck go, bud.
Was this, yeah, so you, oh, this is back when you had, like, registration. And yeah, you were all I was all legit, so
but they let me the fuck go. They let me the fuck go, bud. And then, like, about 6 months later, bud, I got a check in the mail, bud. Fucking $72 for scratches on my car for restitution. Fuck. I was like, I'd want to send this back to that poor old guy. Can't believe they fucking taxed that fool. But that's what he gets for his nephew talking shit, fool.
Yeah, no. You
he could have walked away with a brand new bike, son. You know what I mean? What an idiot.
Yeah, dude. you got to know when to fucking fold and when to
no
fucking
wind hold him. No wind fold him.
But for reals, dude, like, goddamn, I've seen so much shit like that.
We're going to do 3 conspiracies real fast and get out of here.
Yeah, because we got to go.
All right. So, they say MF Doom died, right?
Right. Oh, are we going to go with Elvis with this?
He's no, not no, dead. No, he's no. On a private island? I'm not even, not even. So, I thought MF Doom wasn't even MF Doom, bro. I thought MF Doom was Big Al.
Oh.
Because when they said Big Al died...
He got a little bit of different style.
Nah, bro. I think they're both super dope lyricists.
No, they're still... But like, it's different.
I think they're the same person.
Oh. I don't know, man. See, that's the thing is that, like...
See, this is a conspiracy theory inside of a conspiracy theory, bro. This is better than Trump running the government
that, dude,
right
if
now.
If he is, that's some, like, Paul McCartney's dead shit that I've never heard of, dude. Like, for real.
Oh, man.
Like, Big Al, he didn't want to be Big Al no more, so he fucking
so
said he died.
He faked his own death.
And then he
turned
just,
into MF Doom. He's,
and that's why he always wears the mask so you can never recognize him?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro.
I would love for that to be true.
Yeah, that's a good conspiracy theory.
That's a new conspiracy theory.
All right, next one. What do you think about shadow government and Trump still running everything?
No.
You're down with the face plant. The face.
Yeah, the face, face transplant.
Off,
yeah, face
presidential
off.
Presidential face off.
No, so face check off? This out. I got a new conspiracy theory all that right, I just came up with today. So the reason that you're seeing all those Bernie memes, like the reason that that's getting so annoying, it's the same thing of with the fucking Epstein didn't kill himself memes. They're going to make it so annoying that he'll never be president. Like people,
oh, no,
like,
he's already not good. He's not related.
Won't.
He's not related to John Locke anyways.
But you know what I mean? Like, they're making it so
Bernie's,
annoying that people are, don't
Bernie's
even want
to
see him.
Bernie's not related to John Locke, fool.
That's why he's going to be in the background from now on. You'll never see Bernie on the front lines because people are going to be so annoyed with that meme. They're like, nah.
Oh, there's the beep right there for the open mic.
Oh, we got to go?
Nah, it's just, it said, you know how they do the event.
Oh, yeah.
Event
oh, we got, yeah, we got an hour. We got an
all right,
hour.
We got 1 hour. Not tall guy, it's good rapping with you. I had fun, bro. This has been
this
is
great.
Has been good.
We gotta
we're
go
gonna
feed
cut
my
it
dog.
Short. I want to get you and Batman both. You got any shows coming up?
No, just fucking.
Just
I'm gonna be hosting
and,
your mic next week.
Oh, not next week. The week after.
Oh, the week 2 weeks from now, I'll be hosting.
2 weeks
your
from
mic.
Now, February 5th. You're gonna be having a special guest at the Brews Off of Facts. But shout out to Brews Off of Facts tonight.
Shout out for
o'clock.
Blush and Blue on Wednesday.
And
Savage
Blush and Blue, Savage Entertainment.
Also the Hangover Mic with fucking Raymond Aces.
The Hangover Mic with Raymond Aces on Tuesday. Just don't talk shit to the Mexicans if they're there mourning their fucking grandpa or whatever. You
don't,
talk, don't
shit.
Talk shit to your grandpas, bud. Fuck, dude. Leave grandpas out of this, homeboy. You know, fuck, dog. But yeah, show up tonight. Brews Off of Facts. It's Colfax in York. It's right there.
Fridays.
Every Friday from here to the rest of your fucking life, bitch. So we're going to be there.
I think this is the only one you're not going to get shut down, which is good.
No, this is going to go, bro, for sure. Dude.
Hell yeah.
For life. It's going to be the new Three Kings.
All right, let's get this done.
All right, we're done. We're out of here.
Peace
out.
Peace.
Oh, shit, my mom is home.
What was that, the alarm?